California Natural Resources Secretary discusses 30-by-30-foot conservation plan. California has launched its 30-by-30 plan in 2020, aiming to conserve 30% of the state's lands and coastal waters by 2030. Wade Crowfoot, Secretary of the California Natural Resources Agency, recently told Siamak Karami, host of the Epoch Times California Insider, that the purpose of this initiative is to help Californians and nature thrive together. He also addressed how the plan affects farmland, housing development, and water infrastructure construction. The California Natural Resources Agency includes the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Department of Water Resources, and the Department of Parks and Recreation, which manages about 280 state parks. Big Tent Movement. California Governor Gavin Newsom created the 30-by-30 plan via executive order in October 2020. Californians love the outdoors, Crowfoot said. So we're always looking for opportunities to conserve, protect more nature so that future generations can enjoy it. Meanwhile, he said that, as the fourth largest economy in the world, California has one of the greatest diversities of animals, plants, and other wildlife, and a population of nearly 40 million. So how do we conserve nature, to protect this remarkable diversity of plants and animals that we have? Crowfoot said. And so for all of these reasons, we're focused on what we call a big tent movement, a big voluntary effort to find more places to conserve, ultimately to that 30% threshold. Crowfoot said that more than 22% of California's lands, including national parks, were already under protection before the initiation of the 30-by-30 plan. About 100 million acres, and about 22 million acres are protected from development, for example, housing or roads or mining or drilling, he said. The contention is that over time, as we experience more and more changes, and whether it's drought and wildfire or flooding, we need to conserve more of our nature, both to buffer against these extremes, to protect resources like our water delivery system, and to provide more opportunities for people to be outdoors. He said that the environment is protected through standards and regulations and that the 30-by-30 plan is a voluntary program. It's a voluntary effort where we're building partnerships across the state to identify where public lands can have strong conservation, strong protections, durable protections, and where private property owners may want to conserve their lands, for example, putting an easement on their land to ensure that it stays as open space, he said. Includes farmland. According to Crowfoot, the state's conservation effort also includes farmlands. California is a breadbasket of the country and the world, Crowfoot said. So we do have farms and ranches as part of 30-by-30-foot, but again, only voluntary. Under the plan, he said, those farmers and ranchers interested in participating may benefit from funding from organizations such as the California Rangeland Trust, a nonprofit serving the cattle and ranching industries. The funding would allow them to increase conservation practices and establish a conservation easement. Crowfoot noted that more than 10 million acres of the Golden State's land are grasslands, which are now actively grazed by cattle for beef or dairy. So it's providing food to us, supporting those local, rural economies, and where they have conservation easements because they're putting certain environmental practices into place, they're also conserving the environment, he said. Housing versus conservation. However, with the state's growing need for additional and affordable housing, Karami questioned how the 30-by-30 plan would work with developers. Everybody also agrees that the most important place to build housing is where jobs and infrastructure exist, which is in communities and around communities, Crowfoot explained. A lot of these natural areas are far away from these job centers. 30-by-30-foot isn't about trying to take a city and turn it into, you know, a wilderness. Crowfoot said that the state recognizes the need for quicker, more affordable development, but it must be done in ways that don't leave the environment behind. Citing an example of building a road in an area that's an important animal habitat, Crowfoot explained that developers will make up for that environmental impact by purchasing a habitat in another area. We are trying to make mitigation simpler and faster, both so that we can facilitate housing development and clean energy development, and also so that we can improve the quality of that mitigation, he said. Water infrastructure. While California has sufficient land for building housing, Crowfoot added that it's important to ensure clean energy for the construction of transportation and water infrastructure. California has always had floods and droughts, but recently, our droughts have been longer and more punishing, and our floods have been more intense and dangerous, Crowfoot said. Since I've been in a governmental leadership position, we've had two millennial droughts. Scientists once believed that a drought of that magnitude could happen only once every 1,000 years, he said, and California has had two of them separated in 3 years. Because the state is less water secure, Crowfoot noted, plans to ensure sufficient water for the future are essential. Currently, the state imports water from the Colorado River and the Sierra Nevada mountain range. However, aging infrastructure requires rehabilitation, he said. In some cases, the aqueducts that move water have sunk, and literally, the price tag to rehabilitate them is hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, Crowfoot said. In other cases, there's opportunities to build surface storage reservoirs to be able to capture these rains when they come. In addition to capturing water from heavy rains in underground basins, plans also include desalination of seawater. While large-scale projects can be challenging due to environmental impacts, Crowfoot said it's important to plan now, as California could lose about 10% of its water supply over the next 20 years. We need to align on a shared pathway forward, because unfortunately, a lot of our water policy is the result of conflict and litigation, he said. So water management in large parts of the state not determined by water managers year over year, they're determined by a judge in a federal lawsuit. Crowfoot added that, 2 years ago, Newsom proposed reducing the timeframe for lawsuits under the California Environmental Quality Act.